Grove City Church and friends and family, we're so glad that you're joining with us online today. We hope that you're doing well. We have an awesome service planned for you today.
Yeah, be encouraged. Every week, people from around the world are joining Rev City Online to worship God, with many people giving their hearts to Jesus. So be encouraged today. Don't just watch the service. Lean in to worship, pray, and hear what God wants to speak to your life today. And would you allow me to pray over our worship time together? Father, in Jesus' name, thank you for your faithfulness to us. And once again, as we gather online to worship you, thank you that you will fill our hearts and fill our homes with your presence. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on, let's worship the Lord together today.
Greater, you light our way, God, you light our way. When evil is rising, you're rising higher with power to save, with power to save. Keep hope alive, you keep hope alive from the beginning to end. Never fails, you keep hope alive, because you are alive, Jesus, you are alive. Death had no stronghold, but your life was stronger, rose from the grave, rose up from the grave. Evil is rising.
Go before us, beside us, and behind us.
You go before I know that you've even gone to win my war. You come back with the head of my enemies.
are here, moving in our midst. I worship you, I worship you. You are here, working in this place. I worship you, I worship you. You are here, moving in our midst. I worship you, I worship you. You are here, working in this place. I worship you, I worship you.
Stop working, even when I don't see it, you're working. Come on. Come on. Listen, that song brings me such peace. That song brings me so much peace. And faith rises in my heart when I start singing about the attributes of our God, of our Father, the way maker, the miracle worker, the promise keeper, the light in the darkness. Listen, I don't know where you're at today, but I feel like the Lord wants me to encourage some of you. There's some of you out there that are watching today that desperately need a word from the Lord, and I feel like today it's no accident that you're joining us. Listen, I believe he wants me to speak to you something, and it's so simple. And I didn't even realize it was literally the first two words that we sing in that song, and it's, I'm here. We just sang, you are here, moving in our midst. You're here, working miracles. And I believe that he wants me to speak to you right where you're at. He's not just here in this empty sanctuary. He's here. He's there with you. And you might find yourself in a really uncharted territory, in a real uncharted season. It's unnatural. It's weird. We don't like it. But I want to encourage you, God's doing something. And he's there for you. God's word says he is an ever-present help in time of need. And I just want to ask, what are you needing from your Father today? His word says that he's close to the brokenhearted. He's your strong tower and he's your refuge that you can run to today. Maybe you find yourself in a place of desperately needing his provision. God's word says he will provide your needs according to his riches and glory. Maybe you find yourself today in a place of fear. I want to encourage you today that he is the peace in the storm. Listen, wherever you're walking through, whatever you may just be feeling, I want to encourage you today to take your focus off of those thoughts, take your focus off of those feelings, and put them on your Father. Because he loves you, and he wanted me to tell you today that he's here for you. He's here for you. I'm talking to you. He's here for you. Listen, we're going to go back into that song, and we're going to declare this. And I want to encourage you. It might feel kind of strange to stand up in your living room or wherever you're at, but I want you to take advantage of this. Raise your arms as an act of surrender and as an act of receiving from your heavenly Father that desperately loves you. And watch and see how he'll fill you. Come on, let's sing, because it's who he is. He's right there with you. Come on, sing it out. Sing it out.
You are way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are.
Church, and welcome to our family. We are so glad that you are joining us today. Here at Rev City, we are family, and we hope that you feel welcomed, accepted, and loved. In this season of online church, We want to make sure you stay connected to all of our online resources and community. Check out our website for kids and youth ministry online events, video curriculum, activities, and so much more. Wherever you are joining us from today, we want you to be part of our online church family. Text CONNECT to 30500 or email connect@revcity.com to begin receiving communications, updates, discipleship information, and more. During this time, it is so important to stay connected. Join an online life group and prayer group this week. Check out revcity.com/lifegroups or text LIFE to 30500 to see all of the life groups we offer. Be sure to connect with us on social media to find daily encouragement, updates on upcoming events, stream all of our sermon series, and so much more. We hope that you are blessed by the rest of our service. Have a great day.
Hey, Rev City friends and family. My name is Micah Barkley, and I'm one of the pastors here at Rev City. We're going to continue our worship through bringing our tithes and giving our offerings. You know, in this season we're in, it can be very difficult to find a safe and sound place to invest our resources. However, God does not shy away from the fact that there's only one place that's truly safe. God's remedy for this problem can be found in Luke 12, verses 32 through 33, which says, "Do not be afraid, little flock, for your Father is pleased to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions, give to the poor, provide purses for yourselves that will not wear out, a treasure in heaven that will never fail, where no thief comes in nor moth destroys." With these words, Jesus reminds us that the only treasure that we truly can't lose is the treasure we store for ourselves in heaven. In Christ's words, a treasure that will never fail. As we give today, let's give from this perspective, knowing it pleases the Father to give us the kingdom and that we're storing up treasures in heaven where moth, famine, thief, or virus cannot destroy. Let's pray. Father, we thank you that it pleases you to give us the kingdom and ask that as we give, we would know that no thief, moth, rust, or virus can destroy your kingdom. Use and bless these tithes and offerings to accomplish your will here on the earth. We love you, Lord, and we thank you for the opportunity to give. We ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Grace outweigh all my shame.
City Church, friends and family, it's so good to be with you today. Hope our worship time's already been a blessing. Filled your heart, filled your home with the presence of God. Hey, if you got your Bible with you this morning, come on, turn or click over to Mark chapter 6 or Matthew chapter 14. And if you have to pick one, turn to Matthew chapter 14. That's where the bulk of our text will come from today. And come on, as you're turning in God's Word, would you allow me to just remind you of some things that God's Word says over you today and some things that I've been praying for you in this season. And Romans 15, verse 13, Paul says, I pray that God, the source of hope. And listen, Paul is really praying this. This is more than just a way to introduce a scripture. He's saying, I'm praying that this will really happen in your life. I'm praying you'll really get this. And he says that God, the source of hope, will fill you completely with joy and peace. Why? Because you trust in him. Then you will overflow with confident hope. Come on, whoever you're with, just look at them and say, confident hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. Listen, because you are a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, you have the power of the Holy Spirit working in you. And because the power of the Holy Spirit is working in you, come on, you can have confident hope because of who your source of hope is. Come on, confident hope, not hoping and wishing, not blind optimism. We stand strong in this confident hope, not because of how things go, but because of who we know. We stand strong. Listen, if you've ever had a text thread with me or an email thread, it's likely that maybe I've closed it with that closing, stand strong. And it's not just something that's in my heart. It's something that's in God's word for you. This desire that in any season, any circumstance, any situation, because of who he is to us, we could stand strong. Just look at how many times God's word affirms this. 1 Corinthians 16, 13, be on guard, stand firm in the faith, be courageous, be strong. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 58, therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, come on, that's you and me, stand firm, let nothing, come on, right where you are, say nothing, let nothing move you. James 5, 8, you too, be patient. Come on, where are my parents at? Who could use a little bit of patience in this season? It says, be patient and what? Stand firm. Why? Because the Lord is near. And listen, this is not something we have to manufacture ourselves. 2 Corinthians 1, verse 21 says, it is God who makes both us and you stand firm in Christ. And Ephesians 6, verse 11 says, put on the full armor of God. Why? So that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. Come on, my prayer for you and the heart of God for you in this season is that you will look to him as your source of hope, that you'll discover this confident hope that will allow you as you're filled with the power of the Holy Spirit to stand firm and stand strong. And so come on, would you allow me to pray over the word today? Father, in Jesus' name, we recognize that you are our source of strength. You are our source of health. You are our source of protection, direction, and provision. And we open our hearts to hear what you have to say to us as your people today. In Jesus' name, and come on, all God's people right where you are said, amen, amen, amen. Well, all right, we're going to continue today in our series, Miracle in the Middle. And the big idea is this, that God never promised that we wouldn't go through some things, but he did promise he would see us through those things, that he would be with us. Psalm 23, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? Because you are with me. Isaiah 43, verse 2, another key scripture to this series. When we go through deep waters, when we go through rivers of difficulty, when we go through the fire of oppression, we will not sink, we will not drown, we will not be consumed. Why? Because he is going through it with you. And listen, I don't know about you, but in my life, I've learned over and over and over again that more often than not, when I cry out to God, he doesn't take me out of a difficult circumstance. He shows up in my life, and he leads me, and he guides me, and he graces me through those circumstances by the power of the Holy Spirit working in you.
And that's where we pick up Mark chapter 6. And just allow me to set the scene once again. The disciples have just been part of and witness to one of the greatest miracles of Jesus' ministry. He's fed the multitudes with only 5 loaves and 2 fish. And that's where we pick up the story, verse 45, Mark chapter 6. It says, immediately Jesus made his disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of him while he dismissed the crowd. After leaving them, he went up to the mountainside to pray. Late at night, the disciples were in their boat in the middle of the lake. Come on, right where you are, say, in the middle. And Jesus was alone on land. And listen, did you catch this? It said Jesus made them go out. And I think sometimes we have a tendency to blame every difficult, unfortunate circumstance in our life on the devil. And don't get me wrong, the devil is a liar. He's working overtime against your life and against the abundant life that Jesus is inviting you to live out. But maybe sometimes we need to realize that God himself is the one that makes us go into a difficult situation. Listen, be encouraged. If you find yourself in this situation, God is sending you because he's shaping you. And God has a way of sending us into things, putting us into places that require us to desperately need more of him. God did call you to that marriage. God did send you that spouse. And come on, if you've been married for any time at all, you know that to be married, you desperately need the Lord Jesus Christ. God did give you those kids. Come on, the ones who are home now full time before their time. And your kids might be the cutest kids on the block, but come on, right now, you know they have a way of wearing on your very last nerve. Come on, those kids whose school teachers you will never take for granted again. God did call you to take or accept that job. Come on, the one that maybe didn't go the way you thought it was going to go. And now has you feeling the way the disciples must have felt in this chapter of their journey with Jesus. Where at least in this passage, it seems like, it looks like, it feels like he has led them out and left them hanging. Listen, when you find yourself feeling this way, come on, you need to be encouraged today. There is a promise. There is a hope. There is a future for you, your marriage, your family. He who began a good work in you is going to see it through. But if you want to get to the other side, if you want to see the victory, if you want to walk in the promised land for your life, your marriage, your family, you're going to have to learn how to make it in the middle. To learn to live out your faith in the seasons where you are unsure and far from the shore. And I don't know everything, but what I've learned is that almost every time in my life, God gives a call, brings a dream, or extends a promise, he starts a process. And listen, the process is always intended to prepare you for the promise. And listen, right now we're in this process. It feels like we are in the middle. And hear me today, in the middle is where you sink or swim. Because it's easy to have faith when the one who called you is close, the water is shallow, and the shore is near. But come on, what about the times when we find ourselves in the middle? That's where we pick up the rest of the story, Matthew chapter 14. And starting in verse 24, it says this, meanwhile, the disciples were in trouble far away from land, for a strong wind had risen and they were fighting heavy waves. And about 3 o'clock in the morning, in other words, in the middle of the night, Jesus came toward them, walking on the water. And when the disciples saw him walking on the water, they were terrified. And in their fear, they cried out, "It's a ghost." But Jesus spoke to them at once. "Don't be afraid," he said. "Take courage. I am here." Then Peter called out to him, "Lord, if it's really you, if it's really you, tell me to come to you." Walking on the water. "Yes, come," Jesus said. So Peter went over the side of the boat and walked on the water towards Jesus. But when he saw the strong winds and the waves, he was terrified and began to sink. "Save me, Lord," he shouted. And Jesus immediately reached out and grabbed him. "You have so little faith," Jesus said. "Why did you doubt me?" When they climbed back into the boat, the wind stopped. And the disciples worshiped him, saying, "You really are the Son of God." And isn't it amazing that they're just now able to say this? You really are the Son of God? I mean, come on, after all they've seen and all they've heard and all the ways that God has come through for them. Just earlier the same day, they saw Jesus feed the multitudes with 5 loaves and 2 fish borrowed from the lunchbox of a schoolboy. And come on, who would have given anything for that blessing of packing up your kid's lunchbox and sending them out to school or to camp or to vacation Bible school or come on anywhere but the house for 5 minutes? Amen. Maybe there's some simple things in life that we will never take for granted again. But back to the story, and here's the point. You would think that seeing him feed 20,000 plus people with one happy meal would have sealed the deal for them about who he was to them. But the reality was, they didn't, they couldn't, or maybe they just wouldn't see him for who he was to them until they desperately needed him to show up for them. And maybe we can see just a little bit more the why, the reason that Jesus would send them out into the deep, would make them go into the middle. That he was allowing and in some ways even putting them in a situation that they had never been in before so that they would look to him like they never had before. And you might remember there was another chapter where Jesus and his disciples found themselves in a storm on the sea. And in that passage, the disciples cried out and Jesus woke up from his sleep, stood up and spoke out, "Peace be still." And the sea was calmed. And what I've learned in life is that there are some storms we go through where Jesus shows up and he calms the sea. But there are other storms of life where Jesus shows up and says, "Come to me." And it feels like we're in a "come to me" kind of storm. And in the storm in your marriage, he's saying, "Come to me." The storm in your finances, he's saying, "Come to me." The storm in your family, Jesus is crying out and he's saying, "Come to me." And just maybe a God who could stop the wind wants us to learn how to come to him in a new way, in a fresh way, in a different way than maybe I have ever before, or maybe in the way that I once did. He's saying, "Come to me." He's saying, "Come to me, child." In the problem, in the storm that you're up against, regardless of what it is for you, he's saying, "Come to me." And listen, if we had it figured out, we wouldn't need to look to God. If we knew exactly the timing of when things were gonna change, we probably wouldn't need to call out to God. But that's the thing that we see that the disciples who got a lot wrong got right. Even though they were fearful, they were faithful. In their time of doubt and uncertainty, faithful to cry out to God. And listen, in times of adversity, in times of uncertainty, hear me, people of God, be careful who and what you call to. Be careful who and what you turn to. Because hear me, how this season goes for you depends largely on what you turn to. Depends largely on who you turn to. And I've been praying for you. And let me remind you and encourage you, let's be praying for one another. Because this is not a one-size-fits-all season of adversity. We might be in the same sea, experiencing some of the same waves and the same storms, but your boat is built differently than my boat. And what to some has been maybe even a blessing in disguise, reconnecting and reuniting with family, for others has been a season of isolation and despair. Come on, let's have grace for one another, and let's be praying for one another that God would use this storm the way he's always used storms, as an invitation and an opportunity to reach out, to cry out, to call out to him, and to see him show up like he never has before in a season we've never experienced before. Because listen, uncertainty is the proving ground of faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things yet to be seen. And that's the challenge for you and for me. Can I trust when I cannot touch? Can I hope when I cannot hear? Can I stand when I cannot see? Can I move forward when all I have is fear? Peter said, "Lord, it is you. I think it's you. I believe it's you, but I'm not completely sure that it is you. And listen, if you're going to live, if you're going to love, if you're going to experience the abundant life and the adventure of faith that Jesus came to invite you and I to live out, you're going to have to win the battle over the what ifs and the yeah buts. Because faith is moving forward. Come on, in the midst of doubts, in the midst of adversity, in the midst of insecurities. Listen, hear me today. The presence of adversity does not mean the absence of deity. The presence of conflict does not mean the absence of Christ. And so hear me today, regardless of the storm that you might be up against, the bank account is empty, the health report is scary. The same invitation applies to you and me today, that Jesus is as close as the cry of our heart, even in the middle of the storm, even when we find ourselves in the middle. And listen, walking on water, any kind of water, is a miracle, no doubt. But I think there's even more encouragement to be drawn from the story when we realize that in the middle of the waves and in the midst of the wind, that's when Jesus said, "Come to me." And I don't know why, but when I picture Jesus and Peter walking on the water, I tend to picture them walking on a sea that has already been calmed. Maybe because that's what it would have taken for me to get out of the boat. But the reality was the wind was blowing and the sea was raging. And as long as Peter's focus was fixed upon Jesus, he was walking on waves and soaring above the storm. And it says when Peter saw the wind, he began to sink. And catch this, the wind was always there. But Peter got into trouble when he began to give more attention to the problem than to the promise. And so in this storm, the question for us is, who or what are you focused on? The God who has always fed you and led you, or the wind that is blowing against you? Are you focused more on the wind or the word? The sea or the Savior? So friend, right where you are today, just ask the Holy Spirit, Lord, what are you speaking to me? Where are the places in my life where I've allowed the problems to speak louder than your promises? Where are the places where the storms have stolen my focus away from the Savior? While I trust the Lord is just speaking to your heart, I want to take a moment and pray for anyone today who feels like you are sinking. And listen, in the season that we're walking through, I believe that that could probably apply to every one of us in some way today. So, Father, thank you in Jesus' name that you are near to the hurting. And, Lord, as the winds and the waves are roaring, thank you that in this season you would stir fresh faith to look to you, to call out to you, and to put our trust in you. And lastly, and most importantly, today we want to give you the opportunity to give your life to Jesus. And maybe as we've walked through this storm, you've realized that you've been trying to do it in your own strength. And today, the invitation to you is to receive the forgiveness of a Savior and the love of a Father. And if that's you, maybe you once knew God or served God, and today you're what the Bible calls a prodigal son or daughter. We believe that God is calling out. He's crying out to you, child, come back home to me. And listen, if that's you, we want to pray this prayer with you and for you. And we do it for a couple of reasons. And one is to quickly affirm to you, we would love to come alongside you and encourage you in your relationship with the Lord Jesus. And two is because we realize, even as we're growing and maturing in our faith, we never graduate from grace. And so come on, right now, let's pray this together with all those who are responding to Jesus today. So Father, in Jesus' name, I recognize my need for a Savior. And I thank you for sending Jesus to pay the price I could never pay, to make a way that I might have a new life and a fresh start. And I give you that life. I give you my trust. And because of Jesus, because of the cross of Jesus, come on, I'll never be the same. I'll never be the same. And right there where you are, would you just rejoice with all of heaven for the precious people who gave their life to Jesus Christ? Listen, friend, if you responded to Jesus today, we would love to hear from you. We'd like to connect with you. We have a gift we would like to send you to encourage you in your fresh faith. Would you text New Life, all one word, to text number 30500 or email newlife@revcity.com. So come on, friends, let's go back into worship one more time today, and let's use this song as an opportunity to remind ourselves that a miracle-working God is working in the middle of the storm.
You're working, even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop working. You never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop working. You never stop.
Come on, let's declare this out.
Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop working. You never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop working. You never stop working.
Joining us today, we hope that this service was a blessing and an encouragement to you.
Yeah, wherever you are all around the world, we want to invite you to become a part of what God is doing through Rev City. For more information on how you can become part of our e-family, text CONNECT to 30500 or email connect@revcity.com.
At Rev City, we're family and we care about you. If you have any prayer requests or any needs during this time, you can also text CARE to 30500 so we can follow up with you.
Hey, we love you. We're praying for you. And continue to stand strong. Look to the Lord to be your source of health, protection, and provision. God bless you. Have a great week.